The new leader of the opposition party Labour, Sir Keir Starmer, started in the House of Commons by congratulating the Prime Minister, saying that he and Carrie Simmons must have been through great anxiety in recent weeks, following, of course, Mr Johnson's own critical illness. The Prime Minister only returned to work 48 hours before the announcement that his fiancée had given birth to a healthy baby boy. But Sir Keir quickly moved on to the task at hand, quizzing the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson's deputy, Dominic Raab, about the government's response to the crisis. He described the number of people who've died from COVID-19 in the UK as truly dreadful and said the current figure is more like 27,000, and that is probably an underestimate. He highlighted the fact that this is way higher than scientists had originally hoped and means the UK is on track to have one of the highest death rates in Europe. He also claimed the UK risks falling behind other countries by not spelling out its exit strategy and called for honesty. Mr Raab stuck to the government mantra that it would be wrong to publish details now, and they will review the lockdown on the 7th of May. Holly Hudson, London.